This is The Naked Scientist with Dr. Chris and with Dr. Kat.
Now, coming up, we'll be finding out how our rubbish can be used to make liquid fuel or turned into useful gases. But first, to kick off our recycling theme, we have a rubbish kitchen science for you. Ben and Dave have been raiding the bins like a pair of tramps to find out how to reuse newspapers.
For today's kitchen science, we're going to be doing our own recycling. Dave, this is very eco-friendly of us, but what are we actually going to recycle?
Thought we'd recycle the easiest thing, really, which is paper.
I guess before we get started, what is paper? What's it made of?
Well, paper is basically made up of cellulose fibres. Normally these come from trees, although some papers, like papers from money, is made out of cotton.
Okay, so it's made out of these cellulose fibres, but how are they actually arranged? How do you turn those into a sheet of paper?
Well, basically they're laid down into a sheet at random, so they're all in the same plane, but at random directions. They have very, very weak bonds between them, gluing them together, and they just stick together enough to make a sheet of paper.
Okay, so that's what paper is, but what are we going to do to it today in order to recycle it?
If you want to take a load of scrap paper, which is basically rubbish, and you want to turn it into new paper, the first thing you've got to do is split out all those fibres and suspend them in something like water.
Okay, well, I've got some old printer paper that we've used to print some notes on and some newspaper. So can we combine these or should you stick to one type of paper?
No reason not to combine them. They do this all the time commercially. They'll mix different types of papers, different types of fibres together to get the right properties for your paper. So, yeah, let's do it as an experiment and see what happens.
Okay, so the first thing you said we need to do is separate out all of these fibres. How should we go about doing that? Do we just need to tear it up?
Well, tearing it up will help. We also want to weaken the bonds between the fibres, put in some water. They tend to be hydrogen bonds and van der Waals bonds, and water will tend to disrupt those. So if we get the paper nice and wet, tear it up a bit, and then we need to really mash it and break up those fibres, so we'll chuck it in the blender.
Okay, a blender sounds like a very good way of separating this stuff out. Are you just going to put a whole handful of paper in the blender?
Basically, I'm going to put maybe a couple of cups full of water into the blender, then add paper until it turns into a nice thick paste.
Okay, well, I'll keep tearing. If you want to get your paper blended, then we should have two batches ready very soon. Well, I now have stained hands from all the newspaper, and Dave has a blender full of some kind of grey goo.
Well, we now want to suspend those in water. At the moment, it's quite a thick paste, but we want to make it into a very, very thin, runny paste with not a too high density of fibres. Well, now we need to take out a load of these fibres in a nice thin flat layer. You want to be able to pick them up with something with lots of holes in it which will let water through but not fibres through.
So something like a sieve?
Yeah, what you really want is a flat sieve. If not, you want something a bit like this, which I've made earlier. It's basically an old pair of tights wrapped around a coat hanger to give them some support. So we've got a fine mesh which we can use to catch the paper.
Excellent. Well, that certainly looks like a good filter for paper, and this is all very mixed up. So let's get some of this filtered through Dave's homemade tights.
Just before we do that, we need somewhere to put it. I found an ideal thing to put it onto are J-cloths. They're really nice and smooth, so you get reasonably smooth paper at the end of it, and they're nice and absorbent, and you can then filter off the last of the water through them.
Okay, so we'll lie out a J-cloth ready to take our paper once we've filtered it through some tights. And now Dave's just going to plunge the tights into our paper mixture and he's slowly lifting it out. Is this actually how they recycle paper then, Dave?
It is a bit more complicated. They use chemicals to separate the fibres a bit better. They bleach it to make it whiter. And of course they do the whole thing on a much larger scale in a continuous process. So rather than using bits of tights, they'll have some kind of conveyor belt or some rollers. And all the processes happen continuously, and so you just get huge rolls out the end of a great big machine.
I think that's drained mostly now, so let's just move it on to our J-cloth.
So now we've got far too much water in there to make paper with. You're not going to be writing on this anytime soon, so you need to get more of this water out. So I'm going to fold the other half of the J-cloth over the top to form a sort of sandwich, and then we need to press it. So I'm going to take it outside. OK, so I've put the piece of paper in the J-cloth onto a piece of board on the floor. I'll just put a second board over the top.
And we can see the water coming out from between the boards. There obviously was quite a lot of water left in that paper.
Yes, it was a very wet, gloopy mess to start with, so you'd expect there to be quite a lot of water coming out at this stage. So I'm basically just going to stand on this until it's squeezed as much water as I can out of it, and basically just very carefully peel the top layer of the J-cloth off and leave it to dry. Now the paper's dried out, it looks a bit like this.
Wow. And that's definitely paper. I mean, it doesn't look like writing paper. It doesn't look like printing paper. It feels very rough as well. Most paper that you'll buy feels a lot smoother. Is this just a consequence of the way that we've done it?
Mostly, I think it's a consequence of not having been squashed as hard as normal paper would be. They get some rollers with a huge force on them and actually squeeze everything really, really flat. But also with proper writing paper, they add all sorts of fillers and things to fill in the gaps, things like China clay.
Now, speaking of writing paper, a very good acid test for this paper would be to see how well it handles being written on. So can we give it a go?
I don't see why not. I'll get a marker pen.
So, marker pen in hand. Dave, why don't you write Kitchen Science and let's see how it comes out. I'm really impressed. I expected that that paper would just soak up the ink and it would become a big blur, but it hasn't done that at all. Those are really nice, fine lines. You've made really very effective writing paper.
I think by the feel of it, it's probably near a card, but yes, it works remarkably well.
But now that you've written on it, can we recycle it again to turn it into another fresh blank sheet of paper?
Yes, you could probably recycle this again, but you can only recycle a set of fibres maybe 6 or 7 times, because each time you recycle them, you blend them, you mash them up. That tends to make the fibres shorter, and eventually they get so short that the paper becomes very, very, very weak. Normally at this stage, you use it for something like toilet paper or tissue paper, where the fact that it breaks apart is actually an advantage, because you don't want it blocking up your toilet. And also you have the advantage that you really wouldn't want to recycle it after it's been used.
No, that's true. I'm always worried when it says recycled toilet paper, but at least I know that it means recycled paper you use in the toilet, not paper that's been used already on somebody else's bum. Well, that's all we have for this week's Kitchen Science, where we've recycled paper in much the same way that they do for newspapers and industry, but just on a much smaller scale. We'll be back with another Kitchen Science next week.
Well, that was Ben and Dave getting proactive with recycling and making their own paper from scrap paper and old newspapers. If you want to have a look at their paper or the unusual things Dave likes to do with a pair of tights, then go to thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience.
Did you ever make some paper?
I did when I was a kid, yeah. I used to really like doing it.
I used to make logs.
Messy. Paper logs?
Yeah, when you get paper and you mush it up like they did, but then compress it into big sort of briquettes, and they burn really well, actually.
Yeah.
They're very light, though. They're not heavy like a lump of oak or pine that you're going to burn. They're really light, but they do burn pretty well.
Not very attractive. If anyone out there has any experience with recycling paper, or if you've got any ideas for something you'd like the guys to test in our Kitchen Science sections, our email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.